Exodus 12 and 11, "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded," speaking of the Lord, the Passover supper, the lamb, "and your shoes on your feet." You're going to eat it with your loins girded. Get ready to run. Your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Supper. And sometimes I go down the road with a Big Mac and, you know, eating and driving, because I'm in a hurry. And he's telling them, now tonight is your night. You waited 400 years for this night. You waited all your life for this night. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Oh, I just got to tell somebody already, you waited all your life to feel what you feel. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to eat it, but I want your loins girded. I want your shoes on your feet. I want your staff in your hand. Put your glasses on, your hearing aids in, and your teeth in. Whatever you got to do, because when we get ready to go, we're going. Woo, glory to God. Don't miss it. It is, he said, the Lord's. Look at that last two words. The Lord's Passover. I want to teach you something tonight or this morning. Deuteronomy 15 and 1. And at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. If you keep the weed eater long enough, you get to keep it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called what? The Lord's release. I read to you the Lord's Passover. And now I'm reading to you the Lord's release. I'm going to give you a strange title. We'll get to it later. The Red X. The Red X. A fresh start. Hallelujah. Anybody here like a fresh start? Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I like everything fresh. Hallelujah. I give my dog water, and he's got water that's been there for a while, and I'll pour some water. Man, he's over there at that fresh water. He wants something that's lively, something that's clean. He wants something. I'm telling you, if you're here this morning and you're looking for a fresh start, you walked into the right place. Hallelujah, because God will give you a fresh start. Let's pray. God, I come before you this morning knowing that the flower will fade and the grass will wither, but your word will abide forever. For if a man will put this word in him and eat of you, Lord, he shall live forever. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your life that we might benefit from your loss became our gain in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Look at somebody say, Red X. The Red X. Now, we have some school teachers here, and I remember what the Red X was in school. I got a lot of those red X's. And, you know, teachers are really bad. Now, sister, I know you wouldn't do this. But if it's really wrong, they put a big X. Now, if it's a little wrong, they do it. It's the same thing. But they're letting you know you're stupid. To believe that's the right answer, you got to be crazy. And they put the big X. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, we sing songs, a lot of the old songs said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And I think we've somehow omitted to understand the Passover, what it really, really meant. And I want to take you a little deeper, a little different angle than perhaps not to destroy what we've already learned, but to enhance it. When I see the blood, he said, I will look the other way. Stay with me. I'm passing through every house in the city. And when I see the blood, I'm not coming in. I'm not coming in. I'm going to look at it, and then I'm going to look the other way. Because when I see the blood, I'm going where I don't see the blood. I'm looking for the doors that don't have the blood. So when I see the blood, I will admit going in that house and smiting them because of their sins. I'm going to look in a different direction, not because you don't have sin, not because you're so holy and because you're so righteous. I'm going to look the other way because you applied the blood. You could have been a sinner, but if you applied the blood, He said, I'm looking for houses that don't have the blood. So the Passover, my brothers and sisters, was really not this going over the top of, and I know sometimes it's pictured that, you know, that doesn't say the death angel. We say the death angel, it does not say the death angel. Come on, see, you hadn't read your Bible in the fine print. It does not say the death angel. It says the Lord said, I will go through and smite. And he said, I'll send a destroyer. We call it the death angel, but it's not called that in the book. And so it's not necessarily this going over, although there may have been some altitude involved, but it was really this overlooking. It was this, if you pass over something, somebody walks in there and there's a penny there and you don't pick it up, you know, which I picked up three the other day at the convenience store, hallelujah. And I stood there and looked a while I was down there, I wanted to see if I could pick up some more. Might have been a nickel. But I looked down there and I saw those pennies. Now, I'll stop on the interstate to get a nickel. I just want you to know. But sometimes I pass over it. One time I was walking and I thought it was trash and I stepped over it. My wife said, look at what you passed over. It was like $300. We took it back into a store and said, here's our name, here's our number. If somebody comes up and they're missing, they can say how much money it is, it's theirs. We still got it, I guess. But I passed over. Are you understanding my principle, what I'm trying to teach you? It wasn't necessarily the altitude. It was that I overlooked, and I looked some other direction. I did not take account for what was there. It just passed over it. And on the Egyptians would come judgment and come execution of judgment. But on the Israelites, I passed over. I passed over that. It wasn't because they didn't have sin. I want you to understand. It was because they applied the blood. I passed over. And, it's a little bit different. Some of you that drove here, how many of you crossed some kind of bridge today? All right. That's an overpass. See, there's a difference. It was an overpass. You passed over something, meaning I went above it, but it was still down there. And I want to tell you that's not what the Bible says. He said, I will pass through the land. And I used to kind of think of this more as just the Spirit of the Lord was up high and it was just, but I'm now thinking it was a door to door. It was a knock, knock. If no blood, knock, knock, we're coming in. It was a door to door kind of thing. And he passed, the Bible says he passed through the Egyptians' land. Many times we say that the children of Israel, now listen close, I'm going to teach you this morning. Many times we say the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea. I've said it 1,000 times. How about you? The book doesn't say that. The book does not say they crossed over. It says they what? They passed over. They passed over. They passed over the Red Sea. And essentially, I know what we're trying to say. They got from this point to this point. But I want you to understand, they didn't go on top of the water. They passed over. This means they went through like there was no water. A Passover. They went through it like there was. It was a Passover. So like the Spirit of the Lord went through the streets and he passed over. And the children of Israel, when he saw the blood, he just kept going. And Moses passed through, the Bible says, passed through the Red Sea. And just so you'll understand, in that day when Moses stretched out his rod, and now see, I'm teaching y'all this morning. When he stretched out that rod, in my mind, because you see it pictured, he stretches out the rod and the sea opened. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. It said he stretched out his rod and went back to his tent, and the wind began to blow. And the winds began to blow, and it says they blew all that night. And the winds blew down and parted the waters. See, y'all need to... Hope you don't have to know a trivia question to get into heaven. The winds blew and parted the waters, and they become a heap on the right and the left, and went hither and thither and congealed, and became a wall unto them, so that they didn't cross over, they passed through. It was... the Passover. As the Lord passed over them, so did they pass over the Red Sea, like it wasn't even there. And he passed through that land like that sin wasn't even there if you had the blood. Oh my goodness. The Lord's Passover. Amen. It wasn't that they didn't have sin. It wasn't that there wasn't a Red Sea. It wasn't that there wasn't water. But they passed through it like it wasn't even there. They didn't even need hackberry house slippers, Sister Cercello, to get on the other side, because they came clean across, the Bible says. It wasn't muddy. They didn't need galoshes. It was just like the road they were traveling. That's why it says they passed through the Red Sea. Whew, hallelujah. And then when you look at Jordan River and how they took Jordan River, let's read this, 3 and 15. It's a little bit different, because I always thought it was the same. Wrong. Look at Joshua 3:15. You will notice that God never seemed to do anything the same way twice. Joshua 3:15, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped into the brim, the edge of the water, parentheses, for Jordan overfloweth his banks all the times of harvest. Now, if you understand, think about the Calcasieu River, and you've lived here long, any time you've seen it swollen. And there's times it's just a little creek, and it's places you could almost walk across. But Lord, when it is swollen, you could have a house 2 miles away from the river and be flooded this deep. That's the way Jordan River was, Sister Valentine. And it said when their feet, the priest, what did the priest have? The Ark of the Covenant. Touched the brim of that swollen river, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up. It's like a dam stood up upon an heap very far from the city of Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over. Oh, Lord. I said they passed over right against Jordan. Okay. It's like when he stepped on the Calcasieu River, it was like a dam here, and all the water began to back up. But from here on, it began to dry up all the way down to the Red Sea. It's not the same thing he did at the Red Sea, all the way down to the Dead Sea. It's not the same thing. But they both passed over. And they went through, brother, like it wasn't even there. Like that water wasn't even there. Verse 17. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground. Hallelujah. In the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry land until all the people that were passed clean over Jordan. Amen. They just kept going on the same road they were going on. That became the new highway, if you will, as they passed over like it wasn't even there. He told Joshua that once you pass over, then you can go in. Don't miss what I'm fixing to tell you. He said, once you pass over, then you can go in and possess the land. Possess the promised land. You'll never possess the things of God till you learn how to pass over. Till you learn how to go through this life and not let it be like it's not even there. You've got to live for God like the world has no influence. I'm going to keep walking the highway that the Lord set for me. He'll make every low place high. He'll bring every high place down. It is the Lord's highway. And all of us need to pass over and through the land that we live in without even looking to the right or to the left. Now, how many of you remember Hurricane Katrina? Sure. Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans, and when it came through, I'm not sure we know exactly how many did die. There was a lot of people died. In fact, Sister Cindy's dad was trapped in a house, and had not been her nephew, they would have both drowned in the house. From what I remember, they cut a hole in the ceiling and got out. Roof. But during that storm, it caught them so quick. and so unprepared that many were trapped in their homes. So because there was no roads in anymore, they sent in rescuers. And the rescuers would go in and they would find a house and they were told to search every house. Don't just say, look at their own house, search every house. And they would go into that house, and after they had searched it, if they were able to open the door and go in, as they come out, they put a red X on that door, signifying it's already been searched. And if they came by boat and they couldn't get in the door, when they came out, they put a red X on the rooftop, signifying it's already been searched, already met the requirements, so that when the next rescuer came, we don't keep searching the same house. And they would pass over. They would, when I see the red X, it's a Passover. I'm just going to bypass. I'm going to look another way because I know that house has been searched. Woo, my God. Amen. Does anybody want a fresh start this morning? I'm telling you, it's going to come through the red X. It's going to come because you've been searched. It's going to come because somebody has rescued you. Hallelujah. Now, at the time of this Lord's Passover, it was also the time of a feast called the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And I want to read to you a little bit more out of Exodus. Have you ever looked the other way? Have you ever seen somebody, maybe your children or somebody else, and you look and you know that they're going to be embarrassed if they see you watching them. So you look the other way. Doesn't mean that they weren't wrong. When he looked the other way, doesn't mean they didn't have sin. But when I see the blood, I'm going to look. And there's been many times in my life I've looked, and there's been times I wish somebody else would look the other way. For the Lord will pass through, Exodus 12 and 23, he'll pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two doorposts, I'll call it the red X today, the Lord will pass over the door and will not, meaning he'll bypass that door, and will not suffer the destroyer, that's where we say death angel, to come in unto the houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye have come into the land which the Lord will give you, according as he has promised, that ye shall keep his service. I'm afraid too many times God delivers us and we forget those things that God did to deliver you. He said, I don't want you to forget the red X. I don't want you to forget that I look the other way. Verse 26, and it came to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians. Oh, he passed over us, but he smote them and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshiped. You and I are not going to be saved this morning because you're so holy. You're not going to be saved because you're so righteous, because there's always more you can do. And if you can be perfect, we'll pray to you. And you can be the sacrifice that hang on the cross and we'll worship you. And some people worship themselves. Their only God is themselves. And I understand that God doesn't wink on ignorance. I'm not taking away from that, as he once said in the Old Testament, but he commands every man everywhere to repent. And it's time to apply the blood here. You see, we live in a society that everybody's worried what's in your wallet. What's in your wallet? I get 3% back. I have to spend $100 to get the 3% back. Somebody's paying it. It's not the company. Somebody's paying it. I'm not worried what's in your wallet. I'm worried what's in your heart. Because somebody's paid it. Somebody paid the price that you might enjoy the rebate, if you will, the benefits of living for God. So what's in your heart? And the Egyptians were urgent upon them, upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they say, we all be dead men. We're going to be dead if we let them stay any longer. Look what's happening. And the people took their dough. That's the first thing people always grab when they leave town, the dough, isn't it? They took their dough before it was leavened. And their kneading troughs, that's interesting, and their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. That must have been pretty important to take the dough and the kneading trough. That must have been, there is an importance to that because it was the time of the feast of the unleavened bread. It was the time of this feast of the unleavened bread where Israel would search for 7 days. They would go through their house and search. Oh, I'm here to tell you, it's not coincidental that the Passover occurred at the time of the unleavened bread. Because for 7 days they searched their house like you need to search your heart and find out what's in me. You need to sit down like David said and search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked thing in me. They searched their house for any unleavened bread because it was time for a fresh what? Start. Take out all the old leaven because we're starting over. Leave all the old numbers behind. Leave all the old past behind because, honey, we're starting. Don't. Delete. I can't call you anymore. Delete. I'm telling you, if you really want God and you really want a fresh start, you have to delete some of the past. He said, I want you to search your house and I want you to look. If there's anything unclean, any leaven at all that's in that, you take it out because you need to be a new lump. Woo, hallelujah. You need to start out fresh. And I just feel like this morning somebody is looking for a fresh start. Hallelujah. Now listen, when they came out and they ran out of their houses, they came out the same door that had the blood on it. Whew. Hallelujah. The same door when he told them, now stay inside and don't you come out that night. But when he said it's time to go, they came out the same door that had the blood on it. I'm telling you, every time you go out your door, you better have the blood on you. Hallelujah. Every time you leave your house, there's almost no time I don't leave and say, Lord, protect me. Lord, lead me, guide me. Lord, keep your hand on me. Because anytime you walk out that door, you need the blood on you. And God knew that they needed a fresh start. A fresh start. Now, It looks like as they left, you know, the Bible tells us that they took of them the jewels. They took of them. I mean, they said, we all be dead men. Here, take this, Lord. Hey, take this. And they were giving the Israelites, the neighbors were giving the Israelites gold and silver and jewels. The Bible says they had so many that they put it on the backs of their children. Johnny, you carry this. I got all I can carry. And they were walking out, my brothers and sisters, with the wealth of Egypt. Now, the Bible says that they borrowed it and they were lent of these people, these jewels. You know, there's some people still borrowing some of my stuff. If you got any of my stuff, bring it back. How about you? What's in your garage? Because sometimes you borrow something from somebody. I had a, you know, them post drivers. You ever seen one? Ooh, I had a good one that my brother had for years and years. He said, you can borrow it. I borrowed it for about 10 years. And one day, he said, you still got that post driver? I said, yeah. Well, let me borrow it. And I said, no, it's yours. And I had to get me another one made. But listen, if you want a fresh start, see, they borrowed and lent, the Bible says. But there was a law in Israel. It was called the Lord's release. There was the Passover for sin. And there was the Lord's release for substance. And every 7 years, he said, if you owe a creditor, after 7 years, you don't owe him anymore. If you borrow something, after 7 years, see, creditors had to be real careful in counting. Okay, no, wait a minute. I'm not going to be keeping this very long. Because in the seventh year, it was free. Listen to me. Everybody got a fresh start. We serve a God that loves a fresh start. Hallelujah. He said, he hath anointed me to give you a fresh start. To open up prisons, open up blinded eyes, heal the lame, and give them all a fresh start. So let me tell you, all they had to do was keep the jewels for 7 years because they had a law. You don't have to give it back if they don't get it in 7 years. And they kept all the jewels. And they kept all the gold. And they kept all the silver. And God gave them a fresh start. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want a fresh start, glory to God. And so the Lord's Passover was every year. And it would roll their sins ahead, not to be forgiven, but to be atoned. Atone is two words. Atone, which means at one. We say atoned, A-T-O-N-E, but it's really at one, A-T-O-N-E, which means to bring together to one. And so their sins were just atoned so that they found peace with God. And then they had the law with man so they could be at peace with man. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he's even at peace with his enemies. So all these Old Testament things, my brothers and sisters, were types and shadows of things to come today. I'm not just teaching you a lesson and say, oh, that was great. Israel got a fresh start. Oh, that's great. The Lord. I'm trying to tell you that same thing is available to you today. I'm trying to tell you that God knows how to wipe the page clean and give. It doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what they say about you. When you get a fresh start, you have to forget those things. And I want to bring it home to us today. 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Anytime you glory in yourself, you mess the whole thing up. That's what he's saying. Even a little bit of glory, oh, look what I did here. You just messed it up. You put in a contaminant, and now you get swole up. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, what he's teaching to do what Israel did for 7 days, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. Does anybody want to be a new lump this morning? Does anybody want a fresh start this morning? Well, here is very simple. Purge out the old things, the old man. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our what? Passover is sacrificed for us. He is the blood, hallelujah, that's upon the doorposts of your heart. He is the red X, if you will. His blood, hallelujah, can atone for your sins. His blood can forgive you of everything you've done and give you a fresh start. He is my Passover. He can look at you now with like it's not even there. You know, when you do loan somebody something, they don't pay you back, it's kind of hard. Every time you look at them, you know, you never did give me back that $300. Come on. But with the Lord, it's a Passover. I wish we could get the Passover in our heart and treat people like it never even happened. The Bible does say in Hebrews, let me tell you again, your righteousness won't get you there. Your holiness won't get you there. Amen. It's through the pure blood of Jesus Christ that never sinned one time that gets you there. So the Bible said in Hebrews, he said, therefore, seeing we are compassed by so great a cloud of witnesses, let me lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and run this race with patience that's set before us, looking to who? Looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the cross. He endured the red X. That when my name comes up, there's enough dirt to condemn me. There's enough sin to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Now, y'all may be holier than I. Y'all pray for me. But looking to Jesus, I go through him, y'all. I go through him. So when judgment comes, it looks to Jesus. It looks to Jesus. It looks to the blood of that lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. It looks to Jesus instead of me. And I get a Passover. Oh, I get a Passover. Amen. Because of the blood of Jesus, not because I'm so righteous, not because I'm so pure, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when you look to him, then he's able to pass over me. So when I apply the blood of Jesus to my life, I get the Passover. Are you understanding me this morning? You get the Passover so you can live for God like nothing ever happened. I love it when people come to God and they repent. And they get up like nothing happened. I like it when they realize that it's under the blood. And they can get up, shake hands, greet people, say, hey, I'd like to give you a Bible study. What? That's a Passover, my friend. When you let these things go. Whew. As they come this morning, 1 Corinthians 5 and 8, I'm going to close with this. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Do you understand that? If you want a Passover, keep the feast. What was the feast? The feast of the unleavened bread. Of searching your heart and saying, Lord, if there be any wicked thing, Lord, let's purge this out so I can become a new lump so I get the Passover. Or you understand that? It's not coincidental that the Feast of the Unleavened Bread occurs at the same time as the Passover. So therefore, keep the feast, not with the old leaven. Quit mixing in the old world you used to live in with the new world you're trying to get God to bless you in. Neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's purity, my friend. Hallelujah. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. I've already wrote this. I'm going to say it again. He said, I want to tell you, don't company with fornicators. Now, that's not necessarily mean sexual things. What it means is that and people that mess with the world. Yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with covetousness, or with extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. Are you understanding? We're passing through. Do you understand? We're passing through. We're not passing over like this. We're passing over like this. He is my Passover. As you stand this morning, judgment is coming. As the old song says, and all will be there. He said, I want to talk to you about who you keep company with. Did you catch that scripture? He said, I wrote to you before about your company. Listen close to me this morning. Can I talk to you about your company? Can I talk to you about who you associate with? Or am I meddling? That's okay, I'll meddle. Because that's what brings the iniquity into the new lump. That's why he said, keep the feast of the unleavened bread. To get out, purge out all these things. I know you like them. And I know they make you laugh. And I know they're fun to be around. But do they serve your God? Oh, I'm sorry. Do they serve your God? Because anytime you keep company with people that don't serve your God, unless you're going to win them, you understand what I'm saying? But you know whether you're going to win them or not win them. You know whether they're interested or not interested, or is it just good company? But I'm here to tell you that when you keep company with the unrighteous, it puts... How many of you ever put a little yeast into the bread? What does it do? It just swells up in that one little place, right? No, it swells the whole thing up. And when we keep company with unbelievers and company with people that are not righteous and company with people that are gossipers and busybodies and all these things, you are inviting a swelling into your house. If you want a fresh start this morning, it's yours. As you come this morning, as they sing, I want you to find a place to pray before we leave and get you a fresh start. I'm telling you, a fresh start doesn't take beating and pounding on the altar. A fresh start is making up your mind that, Lord, I want a fresh start with you. I want you to release, Lord. Release me. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to get past all the things of this world. I want to get all the iniquity out of my life, all the sin out of my life. Hallelujah. My Savior.